With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man is killed in a Thursday night shooting. 911 confirms to Radio K-Man that one man was shot and killed in East End around 10 p.m. last night. No other injuries were reported. Make sure to stay with Radio K-Man as we follow this developing story. The investigation continues to identify human skeletal remains recovered in the mangroves area of East End last week. They appear to be a male between the ages of 20 and 30, about 5'11". Police say the body was dressed in a black top and black jeans with a gray Manchester United shorts underneath, black Jordan slippers on his feet. An expert anthropologist has been brought in to help determine the cause of death, and forensic samples have been collected and are undergoing examination. In the meantime, inquiries related to previously reported missing persons are also being, quote, actively pursued. The trial of a police constable charged with animal cruelty following the death of canine Baron continues in summary court. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has more.
PC Timothy Alexander Monroe Jr. is on trial in summary court, charged with causing the death of canine Baron back in 2022. The trial continues in court for today, where PC Monroe Jr. is expected to testify in his own defense. On Thursday, a police officer testified and was cross-examined by attorney Dennis Brady, who represents the defendant. The case is brought on behalf of the prosecution by Hema Sundar Singh, with the matter presided over by Magistrate Vanessa Allard. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
An email scam is targeting candw.ky customers, but there may be other email accounts being targeted as well. Police say the email claims to be a news update from local media house K-Man News Service. Radio K-Man's Felicia Rankin-Solins reports.
This email includes a fake news story about a police investigation involving the former premier and encourages readers to click a link to read more. If you receive the email, do not click the link. The email is a scam that seeks to capture personal details, including password and email address information. If you have entered your details into this link, it is strongly advised you update your password details immediately. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service advised that you should never click on any link in any unexpected email. For more cybersecurity advice, go to exploregov.ky/cybersafe. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Palestinian Health Ministry in the occupied West Bank says six Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in an operation at the Al-Farah refugee camp north of Nablus. It's believed some of those killed were members of a militant group known as the Al-Farah Brigade. Hamas says an Israeli soldier who'd been held hostage in Gaza has been killed in a clash between its fighters and Israeli special forces who were conducting a rescue operation. The US embassy in Baghdad has been attacked by more than a dozen rockets, though no injuries have been reported. It said a militia group aligned with Iran is believed to have been behind the incident. About 250 South Sudanese soldiers have left the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. President Felix Tshisekedi complained that the regional force was ineffective in combating the M23 rebel group and refused to renew its mandate. North Korea is thought to have reopened 30 factories at an industrial park that was built by South Korea. South Korea has asked the North not to reopen the Gaesung Industrial Complex, which was built during a period of good relations. Taiwan has accused China of interfering in the island's presidential election, which will take place next month. Taiwan and China had flown a surveillance balloon and sent warplanes close to the island. BBC News.